Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2709, Cheap But Great Dates, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I'm here with you each and every day to read from some of the world's best blogs covering personal finance. So with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. Cheap But Great Dates by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Reader Adam Lehman wrote with this request. I'm a single college guy, so how about some articles on creative free dates or something? I'm sure this could apply to married men as well. Great question. I particularly love it because it's something that I've become good at myself over the years. Yes, I'm a cheapskate, but I'm also a bit of a romantic. So I've had to get creative in order to win my date over without spending too much. What follows are just some ideas. The key is to use your imagination, and you'll be able to come up with a bunch of your own. But here are some that have worked for me. Read, I got another date instead of being rejected as usual. And that I hope work for you. Number one, picnic. One of my favorites. I like to pack a basket with homemade sandwiches, really hearty good ones with good bread, fruits, cheese, desserts, candies, wine, snacks, and all the utensils and napkins. Find a great spot for the picnic. Sunset is probably the most romantic time. Number two, treasure hunt. Another favorite. I set this up beforehand, writing clues on pieces of paper and leaving them all around town. Each clue led to the next, and at the end was a gift. You'll have a blast driving around. It's best if the places and clues are meaningful to the two of you. Number three, home-cooked meal with candles. A specialty of mine. Even if you can only cook one thing well, you've got it made. Pasta or steaks are easy and sure bets, although I don't eat steak anymore. A good dessert tops it off well. The candles are a nice touch. Pick some flowers too. Most women love a man who can cook, especially for them. Number four, massage. This is most likely only appropriate if you've been going out for a few dates, but if you're close enough for a good massage, this will win her over. Get some scented massage oil. Do the entire body, starting with the head, down the neck, the back, legs, and feet. Skip the tempting areas, or at least save them for last, or the massage might not last long. Number five, the beach. I live on an island, so this one's easy. If you don't have a beach, any other nice natural setting, like a lake or river or mountain, will also work. You can pack a picnic or just get some bathing suits and some beer and have a great time. Number six, festivals. Look in your local paper. You might find all kinds of festivals, from movies to dance to desserts and more. They cost very little and they're a blast. Walk around, make jokes, sample everything. Number seven, old movie marathon. Nothing's more romantic than great old movies. Pop some popcorn, get some candy, and watch them in your living room wrapped in blankets. A few surefire recommendations: Casablanca, Roman Holiday, Some Like It Hot, Breakfast at Tiffany's, hell, anything with Audrey Hepburn. Number eight, window shopping. Walk around and look at stuff at some of your favorite stores. Antique stores, used bookstores, unique clothing. Try stuff on. Make fun of stuff. Make it fun. Number 9, watch meteors. Get a blanket and look up at the stars. It's best if there's a meteor shower. Shooting stars are magical. Otherwise, learn a few constellations and point them out to her. Ponder the mysteries of the universe. Number 10, play in the snow or water. If you've got snow, you've got magic. Otherwise, a pool or ocean or lake are also great ways to play. Playful is good. So is a little innocent physical contact. Roll around. Number 11, museum. I love museums. They're fascinating. If the girl thinks they're fascinating too, you've got a winner. Zoos are fun too. Also carnivals. Buy cotton candy. Number 12, family barbecues. If you've been on a couple of dates, you might be comfortable bringing her to a family gathering. A casual one like a barbecue is probably better to start with than Thanksgiving dinner or something. Although going to a wedding is also fun. Barbecues are great because there's good food and it's free. Also, if your family's a lot of fun, you've got free entertainment. Number 13, Shakespeare. I like watching plays, especially by the Bard. If the girl likes that too, well, she's worth her weight in gold, as far as I'm concerned. And Shakespeare is very romantic. Quote her some lines afterwards. Number 14, Sundays. Delicious and fun. Share toppings. And number 15, poetry reading. These can be a lot of fun, especially if you have a poem you can go up and read. Write one especially for her and tell everyone it's dedicated to her. Then have some beers and watch the others. Poetry can be very romantic, unless it's the angry kind, in which case it's a lot of fun. Again, you can probably come up with a million more of your own ideas. I hope these spark some good ones. And if you use any of these, you don't have to give me credit. But do write to me to thank me if you get lucky. You just listened to the post titled Cheap But Great Dates by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. This article reminded me of questions I often see in online groups and forums. How do you go about dating when you're focused on financial freedom? One post I saw was by a guy who met someone he really connected with. It felt like a once-in-a-lifetime connection, and he was totally infatuated with this woman. But she didn't care much about personal finance, and he was hesitant to allow himself to continue to fall for her because he worried she wouldn't make a good life partner. This seemed a bit silly to me for a few reasons. Firstly, it's a rare thing to experience fireworks with another person. So when it comes along, I think it's a good idea to savor it. Many people are in our lives for a season and ultimately will not stand the test of time. So I think it's best to remember that it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Infatuation with another human is an incredible life experience, something no amount of money can buy. You can still enjoy it without it having to lead to marriage or a lifelong partnership. And secondly, he was definitely putting the cart before the horse and trying to solve for a problem that didn't exist. This was a new relationship. They weren't making plans at this point for a serious commitment. So to cut it short over a mismatch on financial goals felt premature to me. But I think that does it for today. I hope you're having a great day. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you on tomorrow's episode, where your optimal life awaits.